It's been a while since our economy in this country has experienced such fierce competition for workers. You have to go all the way back to the late 1990s, the early 2000s. Last time the unemployment rate was this low was around 2000. It went down as far as 3.8%. It's now about 4.1%. The New York Times recently reported that this is forcing companies across the country to consider workers that they once would have turned away. People who have faced barriers to employment, such as criminal records or disabilities. How are these labor market conditions influencing OWL's relationships with employers in the area?
The reality of it is that anyone that really wants to go back to work right now can go back to work at a job that is best fitted for their abilities, whether that be a physical disability or a mental disability or reentering after incarceration. And OWL has these relationships with over 75 employers within our region that will employ someone that may be reentering the workforce after incarceration. A lot of times employers are hesitant to do this at first, but they find after they work with these individuals that they make great employees and they are truly ready for a second chance in their career.
An example cited in that Times article is Dane County, Wisconsin. That's Madison, Wisconsin. And the unemployment rate in Dane County was just 2% in November. So demand for workers there has grown so intense that manufacturers are now hiring inmates at full wages to work in factories even while they are still serving their prison sentences. Are you seeing this happening in Kentucky?
Yes, we're seeing this happen in Kentucky as well because we are finally coming to grips with the fact that 99% of those incarcerated in our state will be released. If we do not provide them with some type of job skills or some type of transitional reentry skills, they will recidivate. And so we have to do something. And so employers are saying, hey, how can I help? How can I change my rules? How can we work together? And so the Department of Corrections in Frankfort is looking for new innovative ideas, and they're looking to some of these other states to see what they're being successful with.
Well, I'm just wondering how you manage something like this. How is somebody who is currently serving time for breaking the law successfully integrated into a workforce of law-abiding citizens? How does that work?
It's up to the individual employer who they work with, and sometimes they're very hesitant. But we have a very good employment transition program at OWL through our manufacturing program. We currently have nearly 60 employees, and 50% of those have some kind of criminal background of misdemeanors or felony convictions. And so we get them there, we get them stabilized, we help them build a new resume that proves that they're work ready. And then when we present them to an employer, they go, oh, they're worth looking at. Because if they can get employment, health care, and housing, they can be successful reentering. And employers are glad to welcome them.